Welcome to the If Only Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Christina DeFranco, and this podcast is a place for new entrepreneurs who want to build an intentional business and not look back and say, if only I did that, if only I knew that, or if only someone had told me that, because I'm here to share all the secrets you need to know to run a successful business. Grab your notebook or iPad because you're not going to want to miss these tips. Let's go ahead and get started. School is officially in session. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the If Only Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm Christina, your host, and I'm so excited you're joining me for today's episode because this is a good one. You're going to need to take some notes, my friends. We are learning all about business quarters. All right, so having no formal training in business, when I started my first company, I didn't know what business quarters were, nor did I know they existed. And that's kind of the purpose of this podcast, right? Like, if only I knew that, because I didn't know for like several years, and I didn't know how much they could make a positive impact in my business and actually move the needle. Because when you get super clear on your goals and you create systems to achieve the goals, you are more likely to hit them, obviously speaking. And that's why I absolutely adore business quarters now. So let's start at the basics. If you don't know what a business quarter is, essentially it's the year, the business year, broken up into four different quarters. And you reassess certain metrics and goals at each quarter to ensure your business is on track for the year. So you have Q1, quarter one, Q2, quarter two, Q3, and Q4. Q1 is January 1st to March 31st. Q2 is April 1st to June 30th. Q3 is July 1st to September 30th. And Q4 is October 1st to December 31st. Essentially, every 3 months, it's a quarter. All right. So what exactly are quarters then? You know what dates they are, but what are they? Investopedia.com states, a quarter is a three-month period on a company's financial calendar that acts as a basis for periodic financial reports and paying of dividends. A quarter refers to one-fourth of a year and is typically expressed as Q1 for the first quarter, Q2 for the second quarter, and so forth. So while this definition is heavily rooted in finances, as that is the original intent of quarters, there are so many other useful ways to use quarters to help your business succeed. So I'm going to share with you what I do at each quarter and what you should be doing as well if you're not already. And these are just a few of the great things you can be doing. I'm going to give you my top five today, and feel free to adapt them for your business. Work with what you need to do. Obviously, I'm a service-based business. If you're a different type of business, it might look a little different. So number one is goal setting. This should include tangible and specific goals. So if you're a fan of those SMART goals, you should be doing those. Basically, you're striving to complete these goals within the next quarter in order to move the needle forward in your business. So you're setting the goals at the end of this quarter for the next quarter. Then when you get to the end of the next quarter, you're assessing, did you hit these goals? And you should clearly know because these were specific, tangible goals that you would know. Number two is analytics. I want you to review all the data from the previous quarter and use this information to help you inform your goals. So if you hit a certain amount of sales or you had a certain amount of clients booked, okay, great. What do you think you can do to increase that in the next quarter? How much more of an increase do you think you'll be able to reach? All of those good things. Really look at the analytics. And I also look at all the analytics of my website and my social media, not just sales and financial metrics. That's going to go right into number three, which is the finances. You need to update all expense and profit sheets. organize the receipts for all your purchases, reconcile tracking sheets, and ensure all your invoices are paid, pay, or set aside tax fees as well. So there's a lot to do, and depending on where you're at in your business, you may have someone that does this for you, and that's really great. But I always recommend, even if someone else does this for you, always look over and approve the financial reports. If you don't know the numbers in your business, you, my friend, do not have a business. You need to know your numbers. You are the sole relier of your business. You need to know what's happening at all times in it. And in case you ever get audited, this is a really good practice to get into. You need to have all of these things updated. And I don't love to do it, so I make sure I check and double check everything at the end of each quarter, because it's a lot better than tax time, because when tax time comes, it's been a whole year, you are hella behind. So go ahead and try to set this as a regular practice at the end of each quarter. Number four is performance reviews. So start to assess your business and employee performance from the last quarter and set growth steps for the next quarter. If you don't have any employees, make sure you still do it for yourself. And if you do have employees, this should be a face-to-face meeting for comments and concerns. So when I worked in retail, this is something that the company did. They had performance reviews every quarter. My boss would sit down with me and I would have to fill out a form prior to the meeting about where I thought I was doing well, where I thought I needed to improve, all these kind of things. So it's really important to implement that into your business. Even if you're the only person that works in your business, you need to do it for yourself and try to be really objective. You're not trying to hurt your own feelings here, but you want to identify things that you can improve that will improve the growth of your business overall. Because ultimately, when you become better, so does your business, and that's what we want to see. I know some companies that do this every month, and that can be great as well. Sometimes they might just do short meetings every month and then have longer performance reviews at the end of quarters, because people need time to be able to grow. You can't see major results in a month, whereas a quarter is 3 months, so you should be able to see significant growth. But always adapt it and do what feels best for you. Number five is to celebrate your wins. All right, I know quarters can be heavy, right? You got the finances, you got the analytics, you have growth steps. But what about celebrating all the good? I know you achieved some amazing things this quarter and you need to shout it from the rooftops. You need to celebrate it. So quarter growth overall has really helped me scale and manage my business much faster. And it's really great to be able to have a record and see where I'm going and write it down somewhere, right? Don't just do this in your head, write it down somewhere. Let's do a little recap. Number one, goal setting. This is tangible, remember, actual things you can look back on and see if you succeeded or didn't. Number two is your analytics, not just your finances and your sales, but your social media analytics, what content is going well. Number three is your finances. This is my least favorite, but probably one of the most important, because y'all don't want to get tax audited. Number four is performance reviews, even if it's just for yourself. And number five is to celebrate your wins, because you're amazing and you're awesome and you deserve to see that success. So I hope this helped you get a little insight into business quarters. If you want to learn more and go more in depth into business quarters, feel free to screenshot this episode, tag me on Instagram, and let me know, because I can definitely dive deeper into what this might actually look like in each kind of one of these tips into your business. So let me know. I love to help you guys out with whatever you guys need, and I will see you in the next episode. That's all for today, friends. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the If Only Entrepreneurs podcast with me, your host, Christina DeFranco. I love to connect with you guys over on Instagram, so feel free to take a screenshot of this episode, post it to your Instagram stories, and tag me at SOHTE Branding. That's SOHTE Branding over on Instagram. If you got any value out of this episode, please leave us a review over on iTunes. It helps people just like you find this podcast as well. And until next time, have a lovely rest of your day, and I'll see you in the next episode.